Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Check out our huge in-stock selection of TruBolt door locks. We have a variety of styles and finishes to suit your needs. TruBolt door locks provide homeowners and builders with quality door locks at an affordable price. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Moretzi. 3-0 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth inning. Colorado do have a runner on second base right now with one out. The Cubs are up 3-1 on San Diego, and the Cubs have played good baseball. They lost the first two games of the year. They've had a rough schedule, actually, a pretty tough schedule to start the season, the Cubs. It seems like they've been on the road for the most part all the time, and they've been playing some pretty good teams. So, but like I said, the injuries have been an issue for the Cubs. All right, we showed you the top five most profitable teams in Major League Baseball. These are the biggest money burners, if we've got it here, Tommy. Roll it. Top five money burners.
Anyone that's...
That was quite the little...
That was awesome. That was like WKRP. Yeah, like... They know songs right now. Iron Butterfly, Down of Rita, Led Zeppelin, or whatever. And it's like all the records collided there. That was the best. That episode was so good.
I have to put my coach's hat on soon, Cam. Like, yeah. Coach Brancy's
coming to the mound. Here he comes. Here comes the closer.
Yeah, the coach is getting coach is starting to take notice of the sloppiness on the field.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Yeah, what are we? The Chicago White Sox? Clean it up, boys.
What is this? Yeah, what is this? Spring practice, college football?
Wow.
Speaking of which, you see.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Colorado Rockies, not a surprise. Like, you know, so some of these teams, not a surprise that they're as bad as they are here. The Braves, though, guys, you figure the Braves are going to start to win some baseball games. We saw them actually win tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. But the Rockies, down a lot of money. They're playing tonight, down $837, $100 better. The Atlanta Braves are down $775 on the season. The Minnesota Twins, with that terrible start, minus $712 on the year for the $100 better. Pittsburgh Pirates are down $581 on the season. And the Chicago White Sox, as bad as they are, they're only down $506. Dave, what are your thoughts on this list right now? Which teams do you think continue to burn money? And which team on this top five money burner do you think gets out of the doldrums and starts to make money?
Yeah, this is where it's always interesting because a lot of guys have different theories on how much you should lay in baseball. Like some guys will say never lay more than 150, never more than 180 and things like that. But these are really the numbers that matter, and it's about who's profitable and who's not, regardless of how they get there. And if you're not betting against the White Sox and some of these teams, you're definitely missing out. I think that the White Sox are going to end up being worse because right now – it seems like the White Sox have played fairly well as far as being competitive by White Sox standards, and they're still in the bottom five, so I don't see that changing. I thought that the Braves would take a step down, but not this low. still some a lot of talent on that team. I think that the Braves are going to be a team that's going to start to trend up, because you're going to start to get more value with the Braves when people see things like this, and the Braves are burning so many people's bets. People are going to start to fade them a little bit, and you're going to start to see the Braves at a better price. So I think that we're going to kind of see a little bit of similarities, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, Oakland, you know, if they sneak in there, or some of the other teams ahead of them. But I think the Braves will not end in the bottom five. The Rockies and White Sox, I think, are probably going to
be. I'd be concerned, Gabe, for Pirates fans. Because Skeens, he got lit up in his last start, and if people start to figure him out, they're dead. Like, they're dead in the water. Yeah. They got nobody hitting on that team. You talked about Chicago. They're just horrible. The Twins, on the other hand, like, they'll turn it around, but that division's kind of underrated. Cleveland find ways to win. Kansas City's a better team now, right? So that's an interesting thing. Yeah, the Braves, I'm kind of with Dave. They'll figure it out, but that division's not easy either. But I'd be very concerned as the Pirates are bad. Like, if Skeens can't pitch, what are they going to do, Dave? Like, he got lit up. When he gets lit up, that's big problems for them.
No, I agree. I think they're the Pirates. I never really thought much of the Pirates in the first place, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's coming into this, so I'm not surprised they're where they have the problems that they do. I do find this to be funny, though. About this, Dave, the Cincinnati Reds on the season, guys, minus $2.
$2.
You've bet $16. You bet 16 Reds games, all that stuff, like all that stress, all the innings, everything, and you're $2. Like, you must have $2 bills here to the bookie. I owe you $2 after 16 Reds games.
Isn't that amazing?
It's like
how
dead
it
even. Minus $2, Cam. Yeah, it's not like Krusty the Clown, and you know, when he runs from the mob and he owed him $48, he gives him $50, and $2 your change.
And through your change, Krusty. Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, not even like
Reds
12 bucks or whatever. Sorry, Dave, continue.
It makes sense. I mean, the Reds, you mentioned teams you don't like to bet, or a team that I really haven't liked to bet too often, because they definitely are tricky. I mean, sometimes they'll have those crazy numbers and as a favorite, and they don't show up, and then they win a lot of games that you're not expecting them to win. They blow
the
so
Reds
many
never
games.
Have trends, Gabe. They come back, like, they'll win a game they shouldn't win. Games they should win, they lose. Like, they're a hard team to peg.
Exactly.
Like, you're
not, yeah, but
like,
it's they're going somewhere, though. They used to suck. Now they're a 500 team. So now it's like,
that's
all
right.
They win, they lose, they lose, they win.
They're doing okay. Exactly. $2. That's
Cardinals $45 on the season. You're up 45. The Dodgers is interesting. They're such big favorites. They're 11-6. You're up $97 if you bet every Dodger game. But you've burnt that money over the last couple of weeks since their 8-0 start. If you take the 8-0 start out of it, to me, Dave, one of the bigger disappointments this year so far, and it is still early, but we keep waiting for them to put that string together, and it hasn't happened. The Boston Red Sox are down $330 on the season. Red Sox struggling to start the year, Dave. I would say they're like the Braves are a disappointment, but the Braves have a ton of injuries, right? We kind of knew this coming into the year with the Braves. The Red Sox were heavily hyped coming into this year, and you know, quite frankly, it's been a disaster for them, to be honest.
Yeah, and that's a tough division to fall back in. I mean, the Blue Jays, your Blue Jays are off to a solid start, and there's really no bad teams in that division at all, except for maybe the Red Sox. Even when you go over there and look over at the NL East, I mean, you do have the Marlins, you do have the Nationals. Everybody in the AL East is at least decent, so that's not a good division to fall behind in, because it's going to be hard to make up that room.
Blue Jays got lit up tonight by the Atlanta Braves. Tigers, you know what? The Tigers, pretty nice start for the Tigers, actually, all things considering, because they played the Dodgers, and they lost. They got swept by the Dodgers. So if you take that out of the equation, guys, what was that, though? Did they play? Was it a three-game series? They didn't play on the Sunday, right? So they played the Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
It was a three-game series, a three-game series. So one of the games went to extra innings.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, Dave. They're 10-3 since that Dodger series. That was the opening series of the season, actually. Tigers have won 10 of their last 13 baseball games. That's kind of something that's kind of flown under the radar. They're plus $316. All right, there's our Kiki Hernandez prop. It was over 0.5 total bases. Hernandez minus 170. A little pricey, but I only needed one hit. So there it is. He gets the hit. Good stuff. This game's going well so far.
We hit our goal prop, Gabe, with Celebrini, too, from Vancouver. He scored San Jose's opening goal, plus 270.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. Celebrini.
And you did it, too, with Montreal. Wow. Yep, that was
my play tonight. The only goal of the game, actually, says 1-0. Wow, people expected goals in this game. I bet the over 1.5 in this game. So Celebrini hits at a nice price at plus 270. All right, we'll get Dave's thoughts on the NBA on the other side. We got series prices. We got the play-in stuff that starts tomorrow. I like Wednesday's play-in games better, but tomorrow should be fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
The Monday Night Meltdown continues. Shohei Ohtani is up right now. We got runners on first and third. There's two out. Ohtani's 2-for-2 tonight with a home run and a single. Almost feel like there's another home run coming, like right now. He just smokes it, and oh, it's caught right at the wall. Like
that sucks.
You can sort of feel it coming that he was about to smoke another one, and he did, but he got under it a little bit. The Dodgers up now 3-0 going into the fifth inning. They got 7 hits. Colorado's got 1 hit right now. So Ohtani's up to 5 home runs. I got his prop over 42.5 on the season. But let's get to the NBA tomorrow night. Dave, we got the Atlanta Hawks, 5-point underdogs on the road against Orlando. Total is 217. And the Memphis Golden State game should be fun, actually. Whatever. Eddie, in Memphis, you know, they're like a I remember I used to play street ball all the time. And one day, like, there was the local juvenile detention center, like, had a field trip to the courts and stuff. And we got into a big brawl with them. Like, shockingly, right? It turned into, like, a big brawl.
Detention center field trip.
Yeah, it's true. So I was thinking, like, basically, it's sort of the same thing. It's like, you know, the Grizzlies are coming to town. It's like, all right.
Yeah, bring your breath.
It's like, all right, guys, this is going to be like a prison rules. You know what I mean? Something's going to happen here, right? Whether Morant's going to do something, there's going to be a fight. Someone is going to cry about something. The Warriors are 7-point favorites. The total is 229. And then Wednesday, you got a smoking hot Bulls team, 1-point favorites hosting the Miami Heat. And the Mavericks and the Kings go head-to-head. The Kings are -5, total 216. And then quickly, we got point spreads for the games this weekend. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Pacers. What a shock that they get the NBA time, afternoon time slot. Pacers are 4.5, total 225.5. Clippers and Nuggets will be a fun series. Nuggets are 3-point favorites, total 225. Pistons and Knicks. These are some fun series. Knicks are 7-point favorites, total 220.5. And the T-Wolves and Lakers. Lakers, 5-point favorites, total 216.5. What do you think of the NBA, Dave?
Yeah, so going through the playing games tomorrow won't be a whole lot of fun, but I think as far as when it comes to betting unders, But I know it's not a fun thing to do, but this is the time of the year where I start looking at that. And I think that the Hawks and Magic is pretty much the perfect recipe for an under, even though we're at a 216.5. Magic, they were the lowest scoring team for a while there before, you know, the Wizards and Hornets and teams weren't scoring points lately with some of the guys that were out there. But Orlando wants to win with defense. They want to win ugly. These teams split the regular season, but every game was decided by at least 6 points. So I like the Magic to cover that 5, and I also like that one to go under the 216.5. And even though I like the Warriors to win outright, that 7 points, it's just uncomfortable for me when you're looking at that. Just about everybody looking healthy, kind of look deeper. And I think Japan, you know, we talked about it with baseball, you know, Dodgers, Yankees, you pay a premium for certain teams. I think that the perception is that the Warriors want to play the Rockets, which is true, and that the Warriors just won't lose. And maybe they won't, but I think that the 7 points are just too many. And I like the under 229 of the Warriors. One thing to like about this team, since the All-Star break, number one in the NBA in defensive rating. So I like both of the unders to tomorrow. And then we're looking ahead at some of the other playoff games. The Kings have just had the Mavericks number this season. I like the Kings there as well. I just don't know what the motivation is going to be for Dallas. That's a rare situation where I like the over a little bit. It's come down so much. These out of the teams remaining have been the worst, I believe, in defensive efficiency in the second half when you're talking about teams that are actually in the postseason. And I think that 215 is a little too low, so I'm leaning over there. And I want to go with the Heat just because of the Heat and Heat culture, but I like the Bulls, the way that the Bulls are playing. The Bulls have had the Heat's number this year. And I think that one actually that may go over as well. I mean, both of those teams shoot the three really well. Chicago great at shooting the three and getting transition points. I like the unders tomorrow. I like the overs on Wednesday with the Bulls and the Kings.
Looking at the series prices, the Pacers are -200 over the Bucks. The Nuggets, this price has come down. The Nuggets were big favorites last night. This number has come down to the Clippers, +100 right now. Nuggets -120. New York Knicks are -425 favorites over the Detroit Pistons. And T-Wolves and Lakers. T-Wolves are +160. Lakers -200. What do you think, Dave? Any upsets here? Do you think the T-Wolves could beat the Lakers? That Clippers-Nuggets series, that should be a 7-game series. That's going to be a real battle right there. And I think the Pistons can play with the Knicks, actually. I'm actually looking forward to this. The regular season been anticlimactic, but we got some good playoff matchups here this weekend.
Yeah, as far as upset, I like the Pistons. Both of these teams have been comparable defensively, playing with house money. The New York Knicks offense has really been struggling. We're looking at teams that are actually already in the playoffs. They've been the worst offensive team in the second half of the season. And this Nuggets and Clippers series intrigues me in so many different ways. I was just talking about one of my best friends about this the other day, about how he believes in the Clippers. And there's something inside of me that I like. You see everything that the Clippers are doing, and you like how they're playing. But I just feel like they're going to disappoint us in some way. It's like, can Kawhi Leonard stay healthy? And for me personally, I'm really curious to see what James Harden is going to do. This has been a guy that, you know, just throughout the years, man, watching so many Rockets games, when he was on, is just one of the most unstoppable offensive players I've seen. And honestly, one of the guys who is annoyed me the most, because I feel like he's quit on so many different teams. He goes from being unstoppable, and then some of those moments he just seems uninterested, and it's like, oh, it's about more than basketball. So will Kawhi Leonard, I mean, and Kawhi Leonard's won rings before. I mean, for James Harden, I want to see, is he going to step up and show that he really wants to be a legend? Because, I mean, he's a legend, but I want to see what Harden does. He's always good for 20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. So Mookie Betts is on second base right now. There's nobody out. Freddie Freeman is up. Dodgers are up 3-0. You know what, though? You laid 1.5. You want a little bit more of a cushion, right? Let's just, you know, let them blow the game open, take the stress off, and move on. Nothing is certain in baseball, so let's get a couple of more runs to add to this lead right now. All right, a couple of things. So Ivan Demidov made his debut tonight in the National Hockey League for the Montreal Canadiens. He scored like a couple of shifts in. He got an assist on his second shift, then he scored a goal a couple of minutes later. He becomes only the third teenager in Montreal Canadiens history to score a goal in his debut, joining Mark Hunter and Boom Boom Bernie Jeffrion. Wow. So he's joining that's pretty impressive. Not a lot of teenagers have played for the Montreal Canadiens over the years. So that's something to be noted. Ivan Demidov is the seventh Canadian teenager to record a point in his debut. All right, blah, blah, blah. So they're going to go off and go crazy with this guy. All right, in the NHL right now, what's the score? The Sharks were up 1-0. They still are right now. And this is pretty crazy because the Canucks have won 8 straight home games against the Sharks, outscoring them 39-17. But you got a Vancouver Canuck team that's disappointed. They're not going to the playoffs, and they've got 2 games left right now. Let's bring in the Steenroller, Scott Steen, in the house. Scott, good to see you. How you doing tonight?
Good to see you guys. Good old Boom Boom, man. Whatever happened to him?
Boom Boom Jeffrion?
Boom Boom, Boom Boom Jeffrion. You know what Boom Boom Jeffrion did is contribution to the game? Besides having a great nickname, Boom Boom.
Tell me.
He invented the slap shot.
Really?
He was the first. Yeah, he was the first one to like really like tee it up, and the puck was like, whoa. Right? That's why, you know, they nicknamed him Boom Boom at the time. So that's his contribution. And he squeezed his way into some of those old school, taste great, less filling Miller Lite ads somehow. Yes. I don't know how, but he did. He had a good agent or something like that. That might be a bigger claim to fame, actually. Yeah, little tidbits there. It's like Dusty Baker inventing the high five.
That's great, man. I hadn't learned anything all day, so now I have.
Learned anything all day, me neither.
It's a new one, too. Dusty Baker invented the high five, which is actually true. You're like,
that's,
no.
Yeah, that's right.
People are like, no, he didn't. It's like, yeah, he actually did. Although it took 2 to do it, but he was part of it. So the Dodgers just added a run right now. They're up 4. Nothing. Are you on the Dodgers minus a run and a half like the entire world is here?
2.5, baby.
2.5. Oh, the steamroller. Alternate line. He's an animal.
Let's go.
Plus 102. Oh, yeah, because it was pretty pricey, even a 1.5. I had to pay minus 160 for it.
I don't think Colorado scored a run since last year. Good grief. It's hard to
score. They're bad baseball team.
They're last in the league in scoring, and they play half their games in Denver. What are we doing? Let's relegate these guys. Surely there's a Triple H.
I love it. Gabe Steenroller likes European soccer. Your guy.
That's right.
They should replace them with the banana team that does cartwheels and stuff.
That's crazy, man. They're playing all baseball and football stadiums all season long. No more minor league parks. They're doing everything in 35,000 seats or more. That team has got
you got to give it to that guy, man, and that team. I remember when they started years ago, people were like, what the hell is this, man? What are you guys doing? Like, you know what I mean? Right. And it was in like, you know, there was like 600 people there. And he was like, oh, this is fun. New baseball we're playing. And like you said, I saw the other day, bro. I'm like, oh, my God. They sold out Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, like the football stadium.
They sold out
Clemson's football stadium. They're going to play Clemson in two weeks or something.
I saw a game the other day where they hit a foul ball into the stands. The fan dropped it and everybody booed him, you know, because it's an out if the fan catches it. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I don't need the rules in my life.
Are you kidding me?
It's an out if the fan catches the ball on a foul ball. Yeah, you're out.
Absolutely.
You're
out.
That is amazing.
I saw him walk the guy. He takes off to first. They have to throw the ball to everybody before he gets. The runners can go as long as they keep throwing the ball to each other. They got to get it all this nine guys.
Like a baseball steamroller.
Dude, they got their own channel. They got their own channel on YouTube TV. You got to check it out.
Yeah, well, you're damn right now. Yeah.
On the other side, we'll tell people what the rules are of banana ball, as it's called. The Savannah Bananas.
Great name.
Bananas guys making money, huh? Holy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, this is Sports Rage. I am Moretzi. If Sherpan is out there, we should get Sherpan if he's tuning in right now. Sherpan's been to this stuff. Sherpan's loved this type of Dave Sherpan. Loves baseball and he loves this type of stuff. I know he's gone to seen this before. So, the Savannah Bananas, Banana Ball. All right. So these are the noteworthy rules. Each inning is worth 1 point. Instead of adding up the number of runs for each inning, 1 point is awarded for the team with the most runs. Only in the final inning do they start to count the runs that it counts. 2 hour time limit. Long drawn out games, slow play can cost the team spectators. So no new innings can start after an hour and 50 minutes unless there's a tie. No stepping out of the batter's box. If you do, it's a strike. No bunting. Not allowed to bunt. According to the Savannah Bananas video, bunting sucks. We eliminated it. Swing the bat. Bunters will be thrown out of the game. Not only that, you get ejected from the game if you bunt.
That's the best. Lay it down. Like that. No.
You want to get kicked out of the game? You lay a bunt and you walk off.
This is wild.
So walk off bunt.
I like this. Batters can steal first base. If the pitcher throws a wild ball, you can steal the bat. You can go for it.
I like
that. You're gone.
You go.
No walks allowed. On ball four, the hitter takes off to first and it can advance to as many bases as they want. The catcher has to throw the ball to every position player before the batter can be tagged out.
That's it. Yep, all nine guys have to touch the ball. I saw the walk.
No mound visits.
The guys are running in from the outfield. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And they had all nine of them had to touch the ball.
It's like around the horn, right? After strikeout. So what, they zing it to third, shortstop second. Like, bandy, you got to throw it around the horn.
Here come the outfielders. Yeah, hopefully they're there.
I like this one.
Here's my
fans can record outs. If a spectator catches a ball, it's an out.
That's so good. And here's my all-time favorite. Any spectator can challenge a ruling on the field.
That's it, too. It's like golf. You can snitch something out. Hey, I want to challenge that.
When I was going to games back when I was a drinker, beers were 90 cents. We would come home with just pockets full of dimes. I guarantee you those would have been four-hour games if I was there. You call him out? Nope. Throw in the challenge. Absolutely.
I'm older, too. I go back to, like, $2 beers at baseball games. And I remember basically like going with like $25 and getting lit up. It was, you know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Like two beers. That was two beers an inning, basically. It was like that two. Tip a dollar. Yeah, man, I remember I remember going to a baseball game in like 1988 type thing with like $40 in my pocket, feeling like a kingpin. I was like, oh, I'm going to get drunk tonight, boy. Like at the game. Like, with $40, remember Steamroller? I was like, I'm loaded. I got two $20 bills in my pocket. Guys, it was $2 a beer. Remember, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's so good.
I can remember Royal Stadium when they raised the price of a ticket to it was $2 to see the game, and it was $3 to park. And we were so pissed off that it cost more to park than it did to get into the game. Just outrageous.
I remember that too in Montreal. People bitch. They're like, what, it's $5 for the bleachers now? It used to be $3. Like, same thing. Right. It was like, people were like, this is getting out of hand. It's $5. Like, it was like, wow, $5, huh? The good old days.
Like Kansas City, those clubs, like, they have way more of that stuff, Gabe. Like, being a Dodger fan, you know, even though they have good giveaways, but you're paying like $40 for a Dodgerita, and for my games too, going down to the Dome, it's like $20 a beer. They have one section, but the lines are so long, you can't even go there. Like, Kauffman Stadium's been doing that for years. Like, it's value personified there. They still have dollar dog nights and all sorts of stuff. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no dollar beers. They're smarter than that, but it's dollar dogs, dollar Cokes, and dollar peanuts.
Oh, that's good.
We went over, Steenroller, a couple of minutes ago. We went over the most profitable teams in baseball and the most negative, the biggest money burners in the game. Kansas City sort of right in the middle right now, right? What's your takeaway? What's the report from the Steenroller on the Royals right now? $100 better is down $167 on the season so far, but still obviously young. But is this what to expect? Are they just sort of a 500 baseball team? What do you think of the Royals' start to the year?
I think that's what they are. The pitching has been a little better than I thought it would be, and the hitting has been a little bit worse. These guys are... Last time I had the guts to check, they were 28th in the league in runs scored, and I don't think they did themselves any favors tonight against the Yankees. I think they lose that one, whatever it was, 6-1, 7-1, whatever. But I know they just got one run. So I think that's it, Gabe. I think this team has a ceiling of maybe 85 wins if they get hot. I think they have a good enough pitching to maybe avoid those long 13, 14 game losing streaks that the Royals are so fond of putting up in the middle of a season. But I don't. They're not there yet. They need more bats. They didn't do enough to address the infield, the outfield bats, and you know, they brought in Jonathan India, so that's great. He looks like he should have been playing for the Royals the whole time. You know, 240 hitter that gets on base with about 300 as far as his on base percentage goes. So yeah, he fits right in. No, very little power, but.
That's the thing. Like, wow, we picked a Jonathan India. The guy did nothing with the rest. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, thanks. Crazy.
Right. Well, here's Brady Singer. He's about ready to pop. So we'll give you him. You know, India's got nice hair, so he must he must be a great Christian. Our leadership is very, very fundamentalist Christian. So can he hit? No, but he goes to church 3 times a week. Let's bring him in. Let's go. Get him in the lineup. That guy never sits.
The Kansas City is ranked 27th currently right now, 3.25 runs per game. Only 3 teams score less than they do. Texas, which is a surprise, at 3.19. Pittsburgh, not a surprise, at 3.13. And the Colorado Rockies average 2.6 runs per game, which is actually somewhat of a surprise. I'm surprised it's actually that high. The Cubs are the highest scoring team in baseball.
The Cubbies, yeah.
Yeah, Cubs, 6.44 per game. Yankees, 6.33. A little bit skewed because the Yankees scored a ton of runs in their opening series. St. Louis, a little bit of a surprise. The arch nemesis, I'll ask you about that, because just the geographical area, the rivalry. The Cardinals, you know, coming into the year, even Cardinal fans were kind of disappointed. They're a couple of years away still, but they've been scoring runs. They're averaging 5.47 runs per game so far this year.
That's stunning. Yeah, St. Louis has been a good over team to play on. Their pitching hasn't been fantastic, but they've been able to put runs on the board. So more power to them. You know, it's a lot more fun to have a rivalry when both teams are competent, and we haven't had that in a while. So yeah, it'd be nice to. Be nice to fire up the old I-70 machine again and go to St. Louis and boo Redbirds.
I wouldn't be betting on the future that we're going to have a World Series rematch there. Someone's getting – Vince Coleman's going to get run over by the tarp.
I still – that really 40 was. Years later, I still understand how that happened. Oh, that absolutely was a thing.
Yeah.
That absolutely was a thing.
Really – It really was, though, one of the best rivalries. Like, it was great stuff, Kansas City and St. Louis at the time. But like you said, you imagine nowadays if that happened, Shohei Ohtani, like, before, like, I don't know if it was game one, whatever game it was, of Shohei Ohtani standing there, and he gets his ankle twisted because the stupid idiots in the tarp run him over. Like,
stupid idiots or geniuses? That's the question.
He later played
for the Royals, and you know, every time he walked by that tarp, he had to give it a wide berth. He did. I'm sure for all the time he was in KC, he didn't trust that tarp.
Those White Sox tarp guys are smoking something before the game. It's like a square. They don't even know how to roll out the tarp already this year.
That's a high spirited bunch right there. They really are. They're not good, but my God, they got effort.
Yeah, but they're the type of group. It's because the team sucks so much, so they're almost the stars. It's like, all right, guys, we suck, but you guys can work hard. Right, so let's be the best grounds crew in the league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This is Sports Rage. I am Moretti. The pits, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, everybody else in between. 4-0 for the Dodgers right now. But Colorado's pressing. They might score a run here, depending on they send them. They're going to score the run, so good. Now, not out of the woods at the minus 1.5, guys. 4-1 right now. Colorado just scored. They have a runner on second base with 2 out. All right, so we got the NBA play-in tournament that starts tomorrow. Thank God the regular season's over. And we've all been critical of the NBA regular season, and understandably so. But they have some good playoff matchups, actually. There's some good series. It's like the T-Wolves and the Lakers will be super fun. You got Anthony Edwards versus Luka and LeBron. The Pistons and the Knicks will be a street fight, old-school basketball. Kawhi Leonard's healthy, taking on Jokic and the Nuggets. That's going to be a cool series. The Pacers should handle the Bucks, but there should be a higher-scoring, fun series there. At least, you know, entertaining games in that series. But it all starts tomorrow. And Steenroller, I always say, you know, this play-in stuff, it's not like, you know, let's call it the Dayton play-in. It's like the Dayton tournament games. Like the NCAA tournament starts on the weekend, and this is the Dayton stuff. You know, it is. Like, you know what I mean? So we have the Dayton games tomorrow. They should actually put it in Dayton, Ohio, just for the sake of it.
The best!
People would like it, actually. It'd be like, yeah, we're going to play them on a neutral court in Dayton, like they do at college. It'd be cool.
I'm loving your ideas right now.
I'm taking Alabama State over the Magic, man.
Throw in a team there. Norfolk State's invited and Florida Gulf Coast.
Exactly. That's good.
Here's a random, thanks. Not like Duke or something. Yeah, exactly. Some random, yeah, Alabama, AT&T, and you know, Texas A&M Corpus Christi Bible Study College are allowed in. All right, so the Hawks are getting 5 against the Orlando Magic tomorrow night. The total is 217. And then the Memphis Grizzlies get 7 steamroller against the Warriors tomorrow. Total is 229. Well, you like anything tomorrow night?
I've got the over in the Atlanta-Orlando game. I think that side is pretty spot on, but I like the over 216.5. You know, you look at that play at first and you say, well, Orlando leads the league in defense, or 28th in scoring. Why would you ever play an over? Well, it's because the team on the other side, that's a team that scores 118.2 points per game, and they don't play defense, giving up better than a buck 19 per contest. And this Magic offense has been a little bit better lately. They've averaged almost 110 points over the last month and a half or so. They've seen the over go 12-8 in that stretch. And these teams have met four times this season. Every game's gone over 216 and a half. They've averaged 223.3 points per game in those four. I like the over in this game quite a bit. I think we're catching a good number there. I wouldn't be surprised to see that go up a half a point or a point by game time, but I'll take the over 216 and a half. As far as Memphis Golden State goes, to me, this is a game that's all about rest. You saw that Golden State team that was stretched to the limit and beyond last time out as they tried to stay out of the play-in series against the Clippers and ended up going to overtime. And you had some of those guys, especially some of those old guys, that played a ton of minutes. Jimmy Butler played 48. Pozemski played 43. Green and Steph Curry both played 38. Memphis rested their guys against Dallas because they thought there was a pretty good chance that Minnesota would not be beaten by the terrible Utah Jazz team, and they were not. So they, in effect, haven't played a real game since last Friday. I think that extra 2 days of rest makes a difference. I'm not calling for an outright victory, but I do love Memphis plus the 7 in this one.
One thing with Golden State, they're good, and they're going to be tough. They're going to be a tough out with Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, but I do agree, Steve Roller, as far as the point spread is concerned. How many times have we seen the Warriors? They get bailed out. They need a late three. There's going to be drama in this game tomorrow, and Memphis are not getting a lot of respect here, getting 7 points. Miami and the Bulls on Wednesday, the Bulls were just torrid down the stretch. Everything, like, they were like a hot college team. Giddy's hitting shots from half court. They're winning late. They're putting a ton of points up on the board. They got a fun crowd suddenly in Chicago again. So they've got everything rolling for them. And you got a Miami Heat team minus Jimmy Butler rolling in here, getting a point, total 219. And then the Mavericks, who you never know, like, with the Mavericks on a nightly basis, who's freaking playing for them now in this post-Luka stuff. But Mavericks get 5 in beam country. They're looking to light the beam. Total 216 there. What do you think about Wednesday's games?
As far as the Miami-Chicago game goes, I've got the Bulls on the money line minus the 116. This is a Heat squad that really hasn't done well in competitive games. They've gone just 12-16 straight up in games where the line is between -3 and +3. 6-14 straight up as road underdogs, and 8-18 when they're facing teams that score at least 117 points per game, which the Bulls do. They're 6th in the league in scoring, putting up 117.8. And Chicago has been, like you said, red hot lately on the offensive side, putting up 124 points over their last 14. The Bulls swept them all three games this season, 5, 8, and 9 were the margins of victory. They have the better backcourt. Hero's very good, but he's not better than the two guys that the Bulls have going for them. And Vucevic kind of got pushed around the first game of the series against Adebayo, but he's done better lately, and he outplayed him in their last game, which was just a week ago. Bulls 119-111. I think as long as that continues and they're not able to abuse the inside, I think this is a Bulls team that's ready to rock and roll at home there.
That worries me, everybody's going to be on the Bulls.
Yes.
Right? It's just exactly. One of those.
You're so right.
The number's going to go up, just for the record, people. If you're tuning in, you're thinking about the Bulls. Everyone's going to be on the Bulls. Oh, the Heat are going the wrong direction. They don't have this. And I can just see Tyler Hero hitting a freaking three at the buzzer type of deal, to break everybody's heart. But I don't disagree with anything you said about it. I do. I like the Bulls, but I'm just stating that one just sort of feels like, oh boy, yeah, that's going to be the trap one. And then the last one there, the Mavericks and the Kings, go on there, Steamroller.
I've got the over here. Anytime you've got a number under 220 against this terrible Dallas defense, I'm all over it. They've been giving up better than 118 since the Luka trade. That'd be 25th in the NBA if it was for a full season. So I'm gonna fade this Dallas defense. I think the line's probably a little strong. I'm not gonna stay away from that, but I am gonna play the over 260 in this one.
We'll wrap up with a steamroller on the other side. Shohei Ohtani is up right now, looking for a second home run of the night. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're to the home stretch here. One thing I like about the playoffs and betting on these series is the series spread, series handicap, series spread. And there's a couple of that stand out to me here in the NBA. And let's look at the Detroit Pistons and the New York Knicks. This is going to be a battle for the Knicks, right? The Pistons are a physical team. They're not going to be intimidated by the style of play that Thibodeau wants to throw at them. They're young, they're skilled, but they're also pretty physical. And the Knicks have struggled. Like, the Pistons have beaten them. And the Knicks, we know the Knicks have struggled against good teams. The Knicks have feasted on bad teams this year. Now, I'm not saying that the Knicks, oh, they're going to collapse, and there's no way they're going to win this series or anything like that, but I don't think they should be minus 425, Steenroller. I think the price is insane. And I like this yesterday. As soon as when the matchups were known, right away I told people, I posted it online. I said, man, I love the Detroit Pistons plus 2.5 games in this series, minus 155. So they just got to win 2 games in a 7-game series. They lose in 6, we win the bet. People have agreed. It's up to minus 175 right now. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if the Pistons and Knicks went 7, actually, to be honest. I'm looking here. What's the Pistons plus 1.5? Wow, Pistons 1.5, guys, is plus 125 right now.
Wow.
That's like nothing. Like, they're telling us here that basically they think, yeah, this could go 7 games this series.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, to me, I think it all comes down to Cunningham. If he's healthy, if that knee that he's been dealing with for most of the season is really well, I think this is, you've got a very good shot of this going 6 and maybe 7. Same with Thompson. You've got two guys that are critical to that lineup that have been dealing with injuries. So as long as those guys are healthy, I don't see the Knicks just rolling over. I don't really see the Knicks rolling over anybody at this point in the season. They might have been able to do that earlier, but the way they came down to the stretch, I think this is a live dog with Detroit. I'm with you, buddy.
Gabe, you're
one
right.
Thing you
too.
Can do
the,
too.
The Pistons are killers on their team. Like, they have guys that, like, they don't mind physicality. They want to get rough. Like, that's the one thing about the Knicks. Like, they're not going to be bullied. They can't bully these guys. Like, they have guys in their team. Like, bring it on. Like,
they got,
like,
Schroeder. They got Beasley. You go in there and bang. Just all those guys. You know, it's kind of the shades of the Lambeer and those guys. Whatever the hell their nickname was, but
was it Nasty
the Bad Boys?
Bad boys.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, they're not quite to that level, but they're not going to back down from this Knicks team. I totally agree.
The Nasty Boys was the Cincinnati Reds bullpen. The Bad Boys, Detroit Pistons. Minnesota Timberwolves plus 2.5 games is minus 320. They're kind of on to it. The T Wolves and Lakers will be another one. Like, actually, I think this one will go 7. So T Wolves plus 1.5 is minus 150. They're basically saying they expect it to go 7 games. You can parlay this, though, guys. So a good example, like, all right, T-Wolves plus 2.5 so they can lose to the Lakers in 6. And give me the Pistons plus 2.5 so they can also lose in 6 to the Knicks. And this turns into plus 106, guys. So you can throw one more in here. Yeah, if you can throw one more in here if you want. Look, I think the, you know what I'll do here? Now I'm getting, now we're putting together a nice cocktail here. Instead of the series handicap, so we get the T-Wolves plus 2.5, Detroit Pistons plus 2.5, and the Indiana Pacers to win the series. Oh, so the Pacers just got to win the series against the Bucks. T-Wolves plus 2.5 games. Pistons plus 2.5 games. Plus 209. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm playing that.
They're giving
from a 5%. Don't you agree, Steve? 11. Yeah, there we go. That's our kind of cocktail we like.
I think the Pacers will beat the Bucks. Giannis is good, but there's only so much he can do. It's a bad matchup for them. The Pacers are going to run up and down the court. I think the Pacers win the series, guys. They're minus 200 to win the series. So you get the Pacers to win the series. T-Wolves plus 2.5 games. Pistons plus 2.5 games. Plus 209.
I think you got yourself a cocktail there, my friend.
Yeah, I like cocktails.
You're like a pedologist instead of a mechologist.
Yeah, no, exactly. I like to throw together these weird ones. Like, nobody has this. Like, you know what I mean? It's a random, weird parlay I put together.
Scott,
we got about 15 seconds. What? Yes,
great call on Western Michigan, too, in the over. I rode them. You said they were a team of destiny. That's what happens, man. These guys, what a win in NCAA hockey. Good call by you.
Oh, and we hit Rory. I thought I was going to say, we need to get to the Masters. We'll get to that tomorrow. We'll Brady later in the week.
Crazy.
Steamroller, Scott Steen. Hitthepick.com. Thanks, Scott.
Later, Steen.
Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.